Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. Police are searching for the man who attacked two people in Hell's Kitchen early yesterday morning, knocking them unconscious. Our Glenn Shug has the story.
As this guy in the moped collided with a 56-year-old man right in front of Rudy's Bar early Tuesday morning, it led to a physical altercation. The moped driver getting off and slugging the guy, knocking him out. A 38-year-old man across the street then came over and intervened. He, too, was punched by the suspect, knocked to the street, and he's in critical condition. Elena lives in an apartment right where the attack took place.
But it's like a third-world country around here.
Have you ever had any close calls in this neighborhood? Do you feel safe?
I mean, with the bike lanes, you have to be mindful. But, I mean, with the mopeds, at this point, I just step out of the way. I can't beat a moped, so I just step out of the way when they're on the street. And they're increasingly on the streets more and more.
Surveillance video of the suspect at 1010winds.com. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, 44th and 9th.
Well, New York's finest are lending a hand to officers in D.C. in more ways than one. Members of the NYPD were arriving by bus in Washington, D.C. yesterday to bolster Capitol security. Well, that's when they saw two suspects running from D.C. police after a traffic stop. Two cops joined the chase and helped nab those suspects. Trouble at JFK Airport this morning, where an escalator fire sparked a brief evacuation of Terminal 8. The flames were first reported about 7 a.m. Nearly 1,000 passengers had to be bused to other areas of the terminal. 10 people suffered minor injuries. The Port Authority says everything was pretty much back to normal about an hour later. Terminal 8 is home to a number of airlines, including American, British Airways, Qantas. So if you're flying any of those carriers, you may want to check if there are any delays. Looks like the NYPD's chief of department, Jeffrey Madry, won't be facing a departmental trial over charges that he abused his authority when he voided the arrest of a retired cop and former colleague after a gun incident in Brownsville. The NYPD's watchdog, the Civilian Complaint Review Board, said that back in November of 2021, ex-NYPD officer Krytoff Forrester was arrested for menacing three boys with a gun. The boys said he chased them with the gun after a basketball hit a security camera on the front of his family's business. Forrester denied brandishing the gun, and when police took him in, he told them to call Madry, who was his ex-commanding officer. Madry then had the arrest voided, and Forrester was able to leave. But in 2023, the CCRB announced a departmental trial was pending against Madry after they substantiated that abuse of authority charge. But the judge overseeing the case yesterday recommended the charge be dropped, saying the CCRB's authority is limited to investigating police misconduct towards civilians, which didn't occur in this case. Residents of Queens are getting a newly renovated health center. In fact, there's a groundbreaking today with staff and elected officials to mark the beginning of the construction, which is meant to bring better health services to the community. Thomas Foley, the commissioner of the city's Health and Hygiene Department of Design and Construction, told 1010 Winds about all the work that will be done to the center.
The health center, it's a three-story structure that was built in 1939. So we're renovating the facade. We're installing new windows. We're also providing universal accessibility into a new lobby and renovation of the entrance.
City Health Commissioner Dr. Ashwin Vasan will also be on hand for the groundbreaking of the Corona Health Center.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.